I'm Griffin.
I'm Steve, and I'm Prince Bones. Thou best believeth it.
And this is Kill to Death,
the improvised true crime podcast.
We make our girlfriends be in the other rooms.
For one special hour a week.
The rest of the time, listeners, you can have them, but this is our 1 hour.
This is our time. And as... potentially, I told you. I don't even remember if I told you this. But when I went to go see Avatar The Way of Water in IMAX 3D, about halfway through, the fire alarm went off, and then we all had to leave. And they evacuated the complex, the building. So, what
yeah,
I
fire
think,
and water don't mix.
I know. And so, what I think is that this is common. I don't think James Cameron actually shot a second half to this movie. I think it's this is happening in theaters all across the globe.
Steve, I saw a tweet today. James Cameron said in Avatar 3 he's going to be, and I don't know if this was a joke or not, he's going to be introducing a bad fire-based Na'vi.
Yeah! Well, this was a little hint. This was a little Easter egg for all of the people excited for number 3. Fire is bad, and it'll make you leave the theater.
Yeah, number 2, Avatar Way of Water. Number 3, Avatar Fire is Bad.
And I just wanted to know what's going to happen in the second half. And so I think everyone's wondering that, and I thought we were going to give our best guesses. I mean, you only saw the first half as well, in solidarity with me.
That's right. I went to a theater, and then right when I sensed it was halfway, I lit a small fire in solidarity.
Thank you. So neither one of us know, and we can now properly give some guesses for everyone as to how this epic sequel ends.
Right. Now, all I have to go off of myself is, because I've never seen the first one, I guess I have seen the first half of this second one. All I have to go off of is the scenes that I shot for it. And I know, I think I'm lacking some of the context for the rest of the movie.
You read for a few different parts, though.
I read for a few different parts, but I only landed the one. Which
right.
is kind of a bummer, because it's a big movie. You want to be in as many roles as possible. But I just got one.
Residuals!
And so what I'm doing is I'm kind of carrying a big ladder around.
You're kind of carrying it. It's not going well.
It is wobbly. I'm like a stooge. So I'm swinging it around. I'm smashing windows.
Yeah.
I'm knocking guys in the head. They're mm-hmm. spilling their paint. No one was in Avatar makeup. There was not a green screen around.
Okay, but here's the thing. This is a good clue for us, because I didn't see that scene, which means that is a
That's
second,
in the second half
scene.
That must be in
That's
the second
a second half.
Half
scene. And didn't they hint that big house needed painting? They kept saying that.
Yeah.
The humans, they were like, "Let's go get the avatars." And then they're like,
it was a couple who owned the house.
Yeah, and they were like, "Yoo-hoo."
The woman was like, "Let's hire a professional." And the man was like, "No, I got a buddy who can do it. Trust me."
That's right. They hinted at that, but then they didn't talk about it for so long that I kind of forgot about it, but I bet you're the guy.
You know
and
what?
You come in the second half to paint that whole house.
That makes a lot of sense.
And who were you hitting? These were just
it was a couple.
Humans.
They keep getting hit in
the
head, and they
couple.
Kept saying, "Well, at least it's better when that tribe was shooting arrows at us."
They attack the house. The
attack
Na'vi attack the house.
No,
and
Steve.
Then they need to repaint from all the arrows that cut up the wall paint.
But that was a short scene. Based on what you saw, what do you think the rest of it is going to be?
Surrounding that, I think Straw Dog style, this house is going to be a last stand for this couple. I think this is going to be kind of a epic all-in-one location kind of finale.
Straw Dogs.
Yeah, you heard me.
Yeah. No, I know what that means. Don't worry.
You know that movie with Dustin Hoffman?
No.
Oh. Well, it's all in the house. It's like a...
Oh, do you mean stray dogs?
That and those I do think are in this.
So you think this, it's going to be one final battle at this couple's apartment?
Yes. I think it's going to be kind of the meeting point. It's on the border between the human world and the rugged wilds of the Pandora's jungle.
Yeah,
and
I hate when the real estate agent doesn't tell you that you're on the border of Pandora's jungle.
Yeah, and then, well, they probably got a good deal on that house, to be honest, because that thing looked like it was falling apart. It was a fixer-upper.
No, it looks like the guy's buddy was good at his job. It didn't look like it was falling apart.
Were you not supposed to be a bumbling oaf?
The role was proficient contractor.
Oh, no.
And I remember at the end of the day, they were like, well, it looks like this is the best we're going to get.
Was James Cameron rewriting on the fly? Did he keep scratching stuff out?
Yeah.
In the script? Okay. Interesting.
It looked like he threw out about 40 pages.
So maybe we saw more than half. Maybe we saw most of it.
Now, Steve, speaking of straw dog. Oh, no, wait. You know what? You do the segue. I don't care. I don't have to this episode. By the way, shout out to Zach Aaron for that lyric version of the theme song.
Oh, you know what that means.
That means Steve is going to kind of take the reins here.
That means that I'm about to tell you what this ep is all about. You want to solve a murder?
No.
Oh, God. The victim, Actra Williams, found dead at the end of a pier. Today's guest, Clancy Scope, dock worker who found the body. Clancy, hello and welcome to our show.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Clancy. Hey. Ahoy.
Hey, how are you? Ahoy.
Do we say that? Is that appropriate?
I'll allow it. That's okay.
Argus, do you say that?
Oh, I say that.
Oh, okay.
I can't get enough.
And what dock is this? As a dock worker, whereabouts are you?
We know some. So you name what dock this is, and we'll see if it's one of the ones we know.
I'm at Dock B.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, Dock B. We call it B Dock.
Where is this?
Do you know Dock A?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, real close. Just to the right of that.
Oh, okay. Do you service a different kind of ship?
I mean, I'm servicing all kinds of ships. You know, if you got a boat in the water, I got a hand to help with you.
Is that your catchphrase?
I don't have a catchphrase. That's what it says on my shirt.
Oh, okay.
I think if you've got a phrase that you say often on your shirt, that's a catchphrase.
Whoa, 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 whoa. I never said I say it.
This is just the first time you said it.
I've never said it before. It's just on my shirt. You don't want to know what's on the back.
Oh, yeah, he's wearing that big leather jacket.
Mm-hmm.
You could just show us, I guess.
Nah, you're not ready. I'll show you later.
Okay.
What does your job entail? What do you mean, lend a hand? What do you do for ships?
I service the ships, the boat. I'm a boat guy. You know, look at this.
Oh, he's holding up a picture of a boat.
Yep. So, I'm a pretty big boat guy, and you know, I've always been loving them. You know, I love how they're on the water. I love the way they float. Buoyancy is one of my favorite traits for a boat to have. So I'm there. I'm in the water. You know,
you're
need someone to scrape off the. If it calls for it, you know, you need someone to scrape off the barnacles from the bottom of that boat. I'm there.
Wow.
You need someone to scrape off the barnacles from the bottom of your feet. I'm there. You know, you need. I've got a hand to help.
So, did you originally ever want to be like someone who worked out on the open ocean? Is that your desire, or do you like to be connected to the land?
That scares me. I'm afraid of the open ocean.
Okay.
I got it. That's why I'm a dock worker, not a boat worker. You know, mm-hmm. I'm afraid of the open ocean. So anytime I'm servicing a boat, I have one hand still holding onto the shore.
Mm. You love the land.
I'm a land lubber, but I also love boats. It's a wild contradiction.
But you found the perfect place. I mean, you've married the two mm-hmm. in a perfect mm-hmm. balance of your life. How long have you been doing it?
19 years, my friend. 19 years tomorrow.
Whoa, big anniversary coming up.
Yep, 19 years. And the big one, 9, is a big one on the boat in the boat world, you know?
What do you get?
I mean, you don't get anything. You just, it's, you
Whoa,
know.
What do you give?
A boat. You have to give a boat to somebody close by.
Who did you pick?
I haven't chosen yet. So, you know, it's coming up tomorrow, and I'm thinking, I don't know. I'm excited, you know. I'm not sure who I'm going to give a boat to, but that's why we live these lives, you know. See what happens.
Sure.
I've got it all ready. I've got it just tied up outside my house. The boat, you know, it's ready to go.
Just in your parking spot?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Figure tomorrow I put the rope between my teeth and drag it to the shore, you know?
Use your hands.
I'm a boatman, all right? We don't use hands. We use our teeth.
But you have a helping hand to give. That's your whole thing.
Yeah, in my mouth. A hand is a metaphor for my teeth. Yeah, the plan is drag it down to the dock, you know, see if I can find a young kid. You know how you give, like, if you catch a foul ball at a baseball game, you give it to, like, a young kid? That's what most boat guys do at 19 years when they give away a boat.
Oh, so you can just nice give it kid. To anyone. This doesn't need to be, like, someone you work with or something?
No, it's not supposed to be.
Oh, like big giveaway. Are you going to host it, like, some kind of event? Pick them out of a crowd? Like, how are you going to do this? Or just walk up to one kid?
I'm going to walk up to one kid and blow his mind, you know? That's what happened to me.
You got a boat as a kid?
I got a boat as a kid. I hated boats before that. But then a grizzled old seaman came up to me. White beard, patchy skin, leathery hide.
Jacket.
And then and he was like, "You want this?" And he pointed over to a boat. And I at first I said no because I was afraid, but he convinced me.
What did he How? Say?
Yeah.
He gave me $10.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is this like a private dock? What kind of ships are these? I'm trying to imagine.
Public as hell. Mm. So many people there. It sucks. I wish it was private.
So this is like, this could be anything from a freighter to like a sightseeing boat?
Yeah, exactly. We cover all kinds of boats down there. So you could get a transatlantic freighter coming in, you know, from China. You could get a houseboat, you know, just got two people on it. Or one person, even. I've seen that, if you can believe it. A houseboat with less than two people.
Does one ever come in empty?
One time. Yeah, the ghost boat. We still talk about it.
Oh, you'll service a ghost ship, too.
I didn't service it. I sent it on its merry way, you know. Turned it around and gave it a push.
Yeah, gave it a slap on the rump and off it went.
And there it went.
Yeah.
Yeah. I cracked a bottle of champagne on it.
Do you have to do that for every boat that you send on this
world?
Yeah,
I'm spending a fortune on champagne.
Oh, you personally have to pay for it?
It's a boat thing. It's nautical law, you know. If you're servicing a boat, A, you have to break a bottle of nice champagne.
It has to be nice.
It has to be nice. And B, on the 19th year, you have to give a boat away.
No,
that's the two rules.
I feel like I ask this of most of our nautical guests when it comes up. But what do you think about a red sky at night?
I knew it, and I love it. I live for it, my friend. I live for a red sky at night. Red sky at night, sailors saying, "All right!" You know, that's how I think of it. That's how I think of it.
And red sky in morning?
Boring.
Oh, yeah, you're not interested.
That's what the saying is, yeah. Red sky at morning, sailor is boring and bored. I'm so bored that I am boring, you know? But red sky at night, I'm looking up, I'm saying, "All right," you know? I'm throwing the anchor down. I'm pitching a tent, you know?
What?
Is that a euphemism?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. All right. Nice. But
turns me on.
You're throwing the anchor down. What does that mean?
Well, I'm trying to get in the right mood. You know, you see a red sky at night. You know, you throw anchor down. Yeah, I'm going. You go, "All right."
And
you know,
you point up.
You point up to the sky. You go, "Yes, sir." You say, "All right." And then you throw your anchor down because you don't want to miss that moment. You know, you don't want to be busy red sky at night. And you're like, "Oh, what am I? Where's the map?" Or what
I thought you meant
wheel?
Dropping the anchor like the ship drops an anchor.
It's exactly what I mean. I drop the anchor so that I can focus on the red sky.
Oh, so you don't float away. So you're weighted to the dock.
Because I'm looking up. You know that thing where have you ever heard of, like, if you put a chicken in the rain and he puts his neck back and it'll just drink until it drowns to death? That's how I am with based on your faces, I'm going to guess that you both have heard that saying. That's how I am with a red sky at night. I look up and
I have a shirt that says I don't know if you can see it right here. It says, put a chicken in the rain and it'll drown to death.
Headless, I think.
Yeah. That's a weird way to word that, too. I'm surprised they did that.
Wait, a headless chicken?
I don't know. That doesn't make sense. I'm a boat guy. I don't know these things.
Sorry.
The only chicken I know is tuna. You know why?
Why?
It's the chicken of the sea, baby.
Hmm.
And what's salmon?
Salmon is the bitch of the sea. We call him a bitch.
Why?
They're always swimming upstream, trying to be different, you know? Go with the pack. Yeah, trying to. He's such a hipster bitch.
Harder to catch, know? I guess.
What's that?
Harder to catch, I guess, if they're
exactly.
The wrong
it's
way.
Another reason we call them. Yeah, salmon are not popular among boat guys.
What's a beautiful mid-size Lake Ontario pike?
What is it?
Of the sea, yeah.
Oh,
I guess it's not of the sea.
No, that's tuna too.
Okay, that's, oh, you called that tuna.
Which
and
is
then
chicken.
You call the tuna chicken.
Most tuna is most things of the sea. Because the thing is, there's way more things on land. So tuna has to be a bunch of things right. Of the sea, you know?
That's right.
Are there? Now, I guess that answers my question. I was going to ask, are there more things on land than there are in the sea?
Yeah, there is a bit more. Yeah, a few more. So, yeah, so tuna is chicken of the sea and also pike of the sea and
Salmon's
guy
the bitch.
Of the sea as well. Salmon is the bitch, yeah. Yeah.
Tell us about actor Williams.
Oh. Okay. This guy, I don't know what he was doing there, you know? I think maybe he had been in trouble in some case, and this was in his community service or something, because this guy did not want to be there. Actor Williams did not want to be down at the docks, and he was there most days.
Working, doing the same job you are, scraping
yeah,
the barnacles
yeah, yeah, yeah.
and the like?
Yeah. Except I swear to God, I'd see this guy pocket the barnacles. He'd take them home.
What are you supposed to do with them?
Throw them out. Throw them back in the water, you know? It's like a fish. You got to throw it back.
Oh, so it can get another boat.
Yeah. And when you take a barnacle off of the bottom of the boat, a tuna is also that of the sea. But then when you throw the barnacle back in, then it's back into a thing that is water-based.
Sorry. What?
Wait. When you have a barnacle in your hand on land, it's the tuna of the sea. But when it's back in the water, it's just a barnacle.
It's a barnacle again. Yeah.
That's what my shirt says.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Good
which
stuff.
Is crazy
Good
it came up today.
That's Good crazy
work.
We both wore our shirts. So you have obviously worked there a long time. When about did actor Williams start? A more recent addition?
Yeah, actor started about 2 months ago, you know? And this guy's a hothead, you know? He's coming in. He doesn't want to be there. He's wearing one of those old-timey black and white striped prisoner uniforms with a little cap as well. And right away I thought something was up.
Was he a prisoner?
Yep.
Oh, okay, so he had like a ball dragging along behind on his ankle.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Ball dragging behind him, and sometimes
the
as
anchor
a joke,
of the land.
Sometimes, yeah, sometimes as a joke, I would push that ball into the water, and he'd like fall in. It was great. Such a hothead.
It's crazy he didn't die before you found him dead.
Nah, he's strong. He's strong. But yeah, real hothead, didn't want to be there, spitting. It's a weird thing with spitting into the ocean because like you'd think it's fine, but we sailors, we seamen, we don't like that, you know?
That's more water you have to deal with.
Yeah, I'm trying to get that out of there, you know?
You're trying to get rid of the water? That's your job?
That's not my job, but ultimately most seamen or sailors kind of, you know, we have a dream, you know, we want to have a legacy and... You know,
right.
I want my grandkids to look out in the water and notice that the sea is a bit lower than it used to be and think, that's my grandpa that did that. That's Clancy. So I don't like when guys coming through spitting, cussing, you know.
He was like a sailor.
He kept flipping off the ocean. I don't like that.
Interesting. Did he have anything to say as particular why he didn't like the ocean?
Too wet. He said it was too wet.
Too wet.
He said it was too wet and... He just said it was too wet twice.
What brought him to the docks?
Community service.
Oh, community service. Straight up. Oh, okay.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Right. Okay.
And he was confused at first. He brought all the wrong tools. He had like a pickaxe. I think he had a different thing in mind.
He was trying to hammer the waves into license plates.
Yeah, and again, I didn't like that. I'm like, dude, I'm trying to work here. This is my job. You can't just take a pickaxe to the waves and expect me to be okay with it.
What did everyone else think about him? I mean, was everyone share your opinion?
Yeah, everybody hated him. Nobody wanted him there, but he didn't want to be there either. He was just trying to, you know, do his time.
Everybody should have done the crime.
That's what I'm saying. And I, you know, I don't know what the crime was. But whatever it was, it must have been really bad to give him hours of community service at the dock.
And an old school prison outfit.
Yeah, with a ball, literal ball and chain.
Were there rumors circulating?
Yeah, there were rumors, you know. He had a couple, like a bunch of scars on his face. So people thought maybe he, you know, stole some scissors or something. And like a lot of people were thinking theft. A lot of people were thinking murder. Some people thought perjury, you know, but he never told us.
Because he always said, I don't have scars on my face.
Yeah, he's like, he was like, I like the ocean. And I was like, you're under oath.
Is that true? When you're on the dock, you're under oath?
Well, if you're ocean adjacent, you're under oath.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us about when you found his body?
Yeah. So, okay. So, 3 mornings ago, right? I'm coming to do my thing. Yeah, I'm bored as hell. I'm pretty much asleep. You know, I'm walking down the dock, and I've barely got my eyes open. I'm doing a Rubik's cube. I've got my thoughts. You know, it's morning. You know, I'm a sailor. What the hell? So, and then I step.
You're
I'm
not
stepping.
A sailor.
I'm close enough. You're right. I am afraid of the open ocean, but like when the sailors come in, I try to pretend I'm one of them. So you're right. I'm not a sailor.
But you always have your hand on the dock.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm a sailor too. You know, I'm like, I'm looking at them as they're
and then the poke goes away and you're left hanging off the dock.
As they're receding into the horizon, I still have a hand on the dock, screaming that I'm a sailor too, and then I'll be just right behind them,
throwing bottles of champagne after the boat.
Trying to hit it because I forgot. Yeah, exactly. I'm a sailor too, I say, and I'm there. Sometimes I do that while they're still hanging out on the boat, while it's still tied to the dock. I jump in the water and I put a hand on their boat and I try to talk to them from down. I'm like, I'm a sailor too, but some of them are on to me. So yeah, that morning I was walking down the dock doing my Rubik's cube, bored as hell. Bored is absolute hell, right? Bored is a freaking wave with nowhere to go. And then I'm stepping and I'm walking down the dock and I step and I hear art like that. And I had stepped on Actra's fingers and he was holding up on the dock. He was holding onto the dock. So he was in the water and he was holding onto the dock and I had accidentally stepped on his fingers. And then that was the last I saw of him.
He shouted though.
Yeah. He went, ow.
So he was alive.
Yeah. Yeah. Why?
Okay, so
this is the last time you saw him.
Yeah, yeah. He was holding on for dear life from below the dock, and it's like a wooden dock with like, you know, slats, right?
Slats,
like wooden slats.
Yeah.
So he was holding on, and I stepped on it, and I hear, hey! And then I look down, and I see him slowly, you know.
Sorry, was he on the side, or was he fully underneath?
He was underneath, and his fingers were coming through the little space.
Is this normal for him?
Oh, yeah. This guy loved to hang out down there. I told you, man, he hated boats. He hated the dock life, so he was trying to get out of it.
Have you guys been watching me play with my pen? I just put the end in my mouth, but it turns out ink is everywhere, and now I've got
ink
in my mouth.
Oh, God. You know, in on the ocean, that's good luck.
That means the squid likes you.
Yeah.
Okay, I think a perfect time. We'll take a quick break, and Griffin can sort the ink in his mouth. But when we come back, we'll find out what on earth happened to Actra, and hopefully we get a red sky at night.
All right.
And we are back on Killed to Death. I'm still here with Griffin, nicknameless.
Old Ink Mouth.
Right. That was old ink that you just put in there?
Yeah, you can tell by the taste. Good vintage.
Mmm. You are using a quill for the people at home. And we're still here, of course, with Clancy Scope, a dock worker. Thank you for being here, Clancy.
Appreciate it.
Kind of like periscope or telescope. I'm sure both used in your line of work.
I'd rather you not say that to me.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
And Griffin is gone. But of course, we're still here with Clancy, a dock worker at B-Dock, which is just down from A-Dock. Mm-hmm. You, of course, have been there for 19 years, which means you're coming up on your boat delivery date, the reason you got into the dock working biz in the first place. And when you were a young boy and you hated boats, and a grizzled old man came up to you and offered you $10 to take a boat, and since then it's been your love.
It's a love affair. Mm-hmm.
You've had a love affair with the water, but also still a lover of the land, as mm-hmm. you don't fully want to go out into the open ocean, as that is scary.
That's pretty
so
scary.
You stay with one hand on the dock, insisting on to the sailors that come that you are a sailor, screaming after them as their boat sails away, as you christen every boat with a very good bottle of champagne. Mm-hmm. That most of your job is that, it sounds like, and scraping barnacles off the bottom of boats, which you're not supposed to keep. You should throw back, because they are the barnacles in the water, and on the land they are the tunas of the ocean.
Yeah, it's pretty simple.
And salmon is the bitch. Mm-hmm. And you, of course, worked for the last little while with Actra Williams, a former old school prison inmate who had some community service to do for unknown what crime, but had some community service to do. And he hated the ocean. He hated being there. He said too wet two times. He was hot-headed. And he also hung underneath the dock often.
And to get away from this, all.
Exactly.
To get away from the water.
And on this fateful day, he was doing that the last time you saw him. It was a morning, a boring morning. There was red. It was a red sky. And you walked up with your Rubik's Cube and stepped on his fingers, at which point he yelped from underneath the dock. And so at that point, does he fall down? Do you fall below into the water?
Mm-hmm. I mean, he was in the water mostly, and then he just kind of, sunk after that.
So you heard a splash, and you heard, you knew he sunk after that point.
Yeah, he went, aye! And then I looked down, and I saw his face kind of distorted from the rippliness of the water, and as it sunk down until it was just blackness, and I couldn't see anymore. And I said, all right, time to get to work. You know, those barnacles won't scrape themselves off and then toss themselves back into the water, you know?
Did anyone later find his body? Is it confirmed that he drowned right then and there? In the water?
Yeah, a couple of days later, there was a big catch, a lovely catch. Someone caught a loudmouth bass, and I know you're thinking loudmouth, isn't it largemouth? This one was different. This one was
a
talker.
Screaming.
Yeah, this one would not shut up. It was known all throughout the marina. But anyway, somebody caught it, and it's a sailor thing to cut the stomach when you catch it to see all the food that comes out. And guess who comes out?
Can I guess?
Take a guess.
Actra Williams.
That's right.
Wow.
Came out of the body or stomach of a loudmouth bass.
And as someone who knows the area and knows the waters, do you think that tracks with him falling right there in the water by the edge of the dock? He could have, floated out to somewhere where a bass would have eaten
definitely,
him?
Definitely. Could have drowned and then be eaten up by a bass. Could have, I don't know, maybe somebody jumped into the water and beat him up a bit. And then and then he died, and then the bass ate him? I don't know.
Well, that could be too. But I mean, and I don't want to solve it too early, but what makes you think this is murder and not him just with a ball and chain around his ankle and you stepped on his hands and then he fell in and drowned?
Well, so many people had it in, out and out for him, you know? Mm-hmm. That just seems too easy. Like, you know, he's not going to die like that when, you know, four people around the camp are always talking about how they wish he wasn't there, you know, and all of a sudden he's not there. Mm-hmm. Murder's my first thought, my friend.
Mm-hmm. Too suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
So you think there are people who hated him more than you? I mean, you were annoyed with him, certainly.
Oh, I would have loved to kill that guy, but I didn't. No, yeah. Everybody around there did not like him. Anyone that came in with a boat, he wouldn't do a good job. He'd always be complaining about his big ball and chain. He wouldn't service the boats properly. Hated the water. Said it was too wet twice. Like, come on, I get it.
Did he do it like it sounded like he was talking about like his spouse at home? Like he'd always go, oh, the old ball and chain.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And he'd, nobody knew what he was talking about.
Yeah, and he'd point to it so that people did know. And it was like pretty obvious that the ball and chain was a problem for him, but nobody, just stop complaining, man. Get out of here.
Boat's coming in.
Oh no.
Oh, who's that?
Hang on, I gotta do something.
Oh, I'd love to see your job in action.
Hang on, I'm just easing into the water while still holding on to one of the dock parts.
Grab the front of my boat.
Got it. I'm a sailor too.
Pull me in. Ah, aye.
Oh, wow.
That's a nice
the land. I haven't ever been here.
Oh my God, it's a freshie. That's what we call people that have lived on the sea their whole life.
Aye, guilty. I'm a freshie.
Well, welcome, a freshie. I mean, you've caught us in the middle of a record. We're recording a podcast about events that took place on this very dock. Do you know podcasts?
I know a record. I set the record for fastest sail around the world.
Really?
Oh, wow.
How fast was that?
For a houseboat, very fast. 163 days.
Okay. That is actually very quick.
That's pretty quick, yeah.
That's very quick.
And she's not the newest vessel.
Hey, don't say that. You got quite a hunk of beauty right here.
Yeah. You got the name up the side here?
That's
oldest
right.
Vessel?
It was once a house, but you cut it out of the ground and you put it in the water and it's a houseboat.
Yeah, I was going to say it did look like just the second story of a house that had been cut off and put on a floating device.
Aye. Well, you're semi-right. There's no floating device underneath. We're slowly going down in at the top of a house.
Yeah, it's still got a chimney.
But you've managed to go all around the world in this thing, so obviously you're doing something right. What's your name?
I'm Doc B.
Ah, so you're in the perfect place.
Dr. Boat.
Doc B, wow. Well, this is one of the finest boats I've ever seen.
Nice to meet you. Thank you. Right now, it's just the chimney sticking out of the water, and I think that's going to go under, too, in a few more days.
Well, not if I have anything to say about it.
Not if Clancy can help. Clancy's pretty good at removing barnacles.
I don't know. It's weighed down by barnacles. What did you just say?
Yeah, I look at this. Look at my special spatula I have for the barnacles. I can get them off. I can get them off.
A regular
spatula. I can get one barnacle off per hour. So, you know, don't want to brag, but most people are much faster, but, you know, I do a good job.
I appreciate it, and I know it's a little odd. I'm sure you don't see a lot of one guy in a houseboat.
Ah, you'd be surprised, my friend. I have seen a lot of one guy houseboats. Do you know Tim Houseboat?
Sure, Tim Houseboat, yeah.
He comes through every once in a while. Yeah. Of course, that guy is the opposite. That guy was just a boat that he lives on, like a sailboat that has no under.
He lays down to go to sleep
on the top of the sailboat.
Yeah. Yes. And his chimney points straight down into the water. That's the exact opposite.
Yeah, it's hot.
Well, welcome to land, Dr. Boat. Did you have this as a destination? Were you planning to make a trip to the land?
We were slowly sinking. Again, like I say, we got a few days left before the top of the chimney goes down, and I have nowhere else to hang on to. I kind of came in like Captain Jack Sparrow hanging off of the chimney.
I wasn't
going to
say
it,
but that's all I was thinking.
That's right. Well, that's because it's what you saw. No one can blame you. You're an honest man, and I appreciate that.
For the land, for the first
the sea
time,
is a
this
place
is
to be honest. Wow,
this
yeah,
this is so exciting. I mean, what would you most love to see now that you're finally on land?
I'd love to see what your tuna of the land is.
Oh God, this is gonna take a lot to explain. There's so many things on land.
Because
you
see, I know,
man.
I know, as I know it, I call it a regular tuna.
Yeah. Okay, so I want you to imagine a tuna. But four legs and more bird-like. And
it has four legs.
Oh, yeah.
I'm imagining a terrifying beast.
look, I'm a sailor, all right? I'm a sailor too, by the way. I don't spend a lot of time on how many legs, you know, things have. I'm more focused on the sea. So
sure,
Does anyone get champagne now that a boat has landed?
Oh, I get a bottle of champagne smashed over my head.
Nope, not over your head. It's been a while. I can tell you haven't been on land. It's over the back of the stern of the boat, my friend. And I did it right when you arrived. Underwater. I swam underwater and slowly through the physics of water smashed the bottle against
That's right. I noticed the fully intact bottle float slowly up to the surface.
Yeah, but it got smashed. Don't worry. Don't you worry about that.
What is your favorite part of the land, gentlemen? What should I be checking out first? Golf. Well, me boat is serviced. Golf.
Gotta check it out.
Have you heard of this?
Is it anything like sea golf?
No, that like the Gulf of Mexico?
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
No, way different. Way
so
different.
You're talking about a huge bay.
No.
Yeah, you asked what's our favorite part about the land, and I answered with this enormous bay is my favorite part.
I can see that. Aye. What about you?
Yeah, you gotta try Pepsi.
Mm-hmm. The drink of the land.
Pepsi, is it anything like Coke?
Oh, you have Coke on the water?
Yeah.
Coke is the Pepsi of the sea.
I've heard of smoke on the water, but Coke on the water? I've heard of that too. Well, okay, then you're not gonna like it.
No, aye.
Coke's better. But this is so convenient that you're here because we have a master of land and sea here, but you're a true water expert. And what we have on our hands is a murder victim who drowned, potentially, but at least died in the water.
Yeah, could have been beaten up. Could have been somebody could have jumped in and beat
him up in the water.
We can't rule
that. We can't rule out that someone jumped him and beat him up in the water. So I'd love to get your expertise on this.
Okay, so you're saying someone drowned. What's the question?
Well, we don't know that they drowned. I'd love you to take a look at this body. They're lying here right on the dock.
Oh, aye, sure.
You see this bloated corpse?
Yeah, underneath this huge fish. Well, this fish is a talker. It's not the one who did this.
Yeah, he knew it. Yeah, it's so annoying, this fish.
Yeah, it's still going.
It's
Shut
one of those
up,
singing
you.
Ones.
Well, all fish sing Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Yeah, this is
You
this
only
is actually,
catch the bass, but all fish sing it.
This was the these are the kind the species of fish that that inspired those singing fish wall things. Mm-hmm.
The other fish are just too shy.
Wait. Oh, they're timid, yeah.
This looks like a man I used to know.
What?
But he didn't have these scars, you see. I knew a man named Actra out on the ocean, but he didn't have these scars. Whoa, weird
damn.
Déjà vu.
Yeah, that's
crazy.
You may
have only known him as Apprentice back then, but now he goes by Actra Williams.
Yeah, Apprentice was his name.
Yeah, he got three that's name right. permits since then.
So you knew him before his scars. What was the context?
Well, when I had a full house on my hands, he was one of the roommates, but we had him arrested for perjury and put in land jail.
So what happened? What did he lie under oath about? I mean, anything on the sea, that's lying under oath. So he lied to you at some point.
Right. He lied to us. So he called up the cops and they happily boated out, met us halfway, took him to land jail.
Wow. Okay, what was his lie? What was so egregious? How many roommates did you have? That's my other question. What was it? What did the house look like?
We used to be a crew of five.
Okay.
Then the house used to look taller, more buoyant. One of my favorite traits in a boat.
Yes. You and I are going to get along, my friend.
My least favorite trait is full of water.
Not mine. Yeah. Sometimes I'm really thirsty.
For a boat.
Oh, okay,
for a person,
okay.
I quite enjoy it. Their skin looks more radiant.
So you had all five of you living in this much more buoyant house. And what was the incident? Was everyone united against him in this great lie? Was it kind of all roommates against poor Actra?
No. I just got a sense about him that he was just trying to be nice to me. Right? So I would wake up in the morning, I'd say, "How do I look, gentlemen?" And everyone else would say, "Oh, you're a little grizzled today." And he would say, "No, Captain, No doctor. You look fine.
That's a lie. That's a lie if I've ever heard.
You look ready for a date. And so one day I wore my rattiest shirt. I knew it was covered in smoke. And I said, "How do I look, apprentice?"
So you baited him into it.
I baited him into it. And he said, "Do you want the honest truth?" And I said, "No." And he said, "Well, then you look good." And I said, "Aha, I lied.
Got
him. To land you go."
And that's when you called the cops immediately.
And I called the cops.
That's so wow. Right.
Serves and they boated right. Out in one of those police boats. They hopped on. They all batoned him down and took him away to jail.
And what kind of sentence do you get for a white lie on a boat?
You get the sentence, "You're going to jail, mister." Straight to jail for you.
I would hate to get that sentence.
That's a tough sentence. But this all tracks because we know he eventually got out of jail. So at some point he was obviously this.
He
have
got
the
out
origin.
Of jail.
Oh yeah, he got out, but he was doing his community service, or so we heard that his community service was to work at this dock. This very dock.
I don't understand the scars myself. He didn't own scissors.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. But, you know, he must have stolen some or, you know, gotten some kind of, because, you know, this guy.
He always had them when Clancy, when he showed up at the dock.
He was always trying to cut free his rope or his chain, ball and chain with safety scissors.
And they'd snap off and hit him in the face.
Yeah. A bunch of times over and over and over again. But he never gave up. Got to give him that.
The one thing I always remember about him, he did genuinely love the ocean when he was with us.
Wait a minute. That doesn't sound like Atra at all.
He always loved the sea, and I hope I didn't taint that.
Oh, I got bad news. Doc, you did.
He used
to
say too wet twice. He used to flip it off, Doc.
He used to flip off the ocean, and he'd say, "That's for you." That's what
Apprentice would flip. No.
Yeah?
No, he would always give the ocean a big thumbs up.
Not anymore. He changed. Oh,
you changed his whole life. You changed his whole personal preference.
Well, what I did was right.
Wait a second. As I was walking down the pier and I stepped on him, when I looked down, I don't know if this is going to be relevant, but the only two fingers he was holding on with were his two middle fingers.
That's so an F.U. to the land.
He was flipping off the land before he died. Wow. Just, you know, thought it might be useful.
That's what he used to do when he was with us on the SS Old Vessel.
Now, wait a minute. I'm talking like you. It's this time code.
It's refreshing to have a host in character.
Wait a minute. If he's flipping off the ocean, then that means perhaps it's a refound love of the sea once again.
He's coming back.
Yeah, if he was coming back around, spending some time underwater, clinging to the dock and flipping off the land, so why? Who would go beat him up?
I mean, it could have been anyone. You know, it could have been one of the many coworkers I have. It could have been Tim Houseboat. You know, Tim Houseboat didn't like him because he worked on Tim Houseboat's houseboat.
Gave him more barnacles.
Yeah, gave him more, a couple moons later, Tim Houseboat comes back saying, "What the hell, man?" And he sprung leaks. So someone had done poorly at their job.
I got
three guesses for you as to who.
Okay, let's hear them.
Number one, Actra Williams. Number two, Tim Houseboat. Maybe he just didn't do a good job on his own boat, right? And number three, all of the above.
That sounds like it could be. Now, as a seaman yourself, what would be the most honorable death that someone would want if they were back to being a lover of the sea? How would he have wanted to die?
Sink to the bottom, my friend. Sink to the very bottom. Near the docks. So you're not in open ocean, but sink to the bottom near the docks. Is how you would want to die if you love the sea.
And you're a sailor.
Oh, I'm a sailor too. Watch me get in the ocean. Hang on. Oh, let me put on my bathing suit.
Water wings. All right,
there we go. Easing in. See, I'm a sailor too. I'm right next to your boat.
Hey, you've still got most of your body on the dock.
Okay, hang on. Let me just ease more into the water.
I'll go all the way. For the listener, he's not moving at all.
I mean, I just don't want to get too far away from the land, okay?
Well, out of curiosity, Dr. Boat, what would you say is an honorable death for someone who is a true lover of the sea?
Me.
No land left.
And any sailor I've talked to before you has said that the most honorable death, we all want to go out the same way. We want to be under the water. We want to be surrounded by the force of the sea, and we want to have Tim Houseboat beat us up.
Oh my god.
What?
That's how we all want to go.
That does sound good. That does sound good. Maybe I do love the sea.
Well, you do, but it's not the open.
Yeah.
I want Tim Houseboat to beat the absolute crap out of me. Wow. Until I die and go to hell.
So this is what Actor Williams wanted.
Oh, my God.
This is why he was hanging there.
Waiting for Tim Houseboat? Or just had post being beaten up by Tim Houseboat, maybe?
I think you accelerated the process, but he was probably waiting for Tim. This was his one last F you to the land as he flipped it off, and he was going to fall back into the water when he was ready to get beaten up by Tim Houseboat and die.
Maybe you made him hate the land so much that he decided it was time to end it and meet Tim Houseboat, as we say, on the ocean.
Working with you is worse than prison, it sounds like, for him.
Well, that makes sense. I made his life a living hell, you know? I did. I was mean. But he was annoying. He was like that loudmouth bass. A loudmouth.
And a hothead.
Yeah, that bass is such a hothead. You say anything, that bass just goes off, you know? When the guy had pulled up the bass right before it was dead and they had cut the stomach and Tim House or Actra had fallen out, the bass was still talking and it was just talking about how you can't joke anymore and how everything's too PC.
That's right.
Yeah. That's what the bass was saying.
Oh boy.
It's fucked.
I just realized.
Show me the lie.
I just realized what kind of guest we've welcomed on in Dr. Boat. I think that wraps up.
I've never been to the land. Sorry.
You're forgiven. It wraps up a very successful episode of Killed to Death. It was, of course, Tim Houseboat, the beater-upper of everyone who wants to die honorable on the sea.
Davy Jones is just made up land mythology. It's really Tim Houseboat, but everything else is pretty much the same about him.
Does he have a locker?
No, he has a houseboat.
Oh, right. Okay.
It's Tim Houseboat's houseboat. We call the watery grave.
So he went to the great houseboat in the bottom of the ocean. I want to thank Zach Aaron for that theme song, Brady Schumer for our art, and come hang out with us online and have a gas. You can email us at killtodeathpodcast@gmail.com and suggest a murder if you wanted to, and then we'll do it. Or tweet at us, K2Dpod. Follow us on Instagram at killtodeathpodcast. I think that's it. And that's literally all that I have going on. Clancy.
Do you want us to give you a new nickname?
I do. I literally wrote down nickname, and I forgot to do that. I would love for two men of the sea to give me what would be a cool, honorable nickname of someone worthy of someone of the ocean.
Knowing everything I know about you, what do you think
is
this
a lot?
One? Salmon.
Wow.
Wait, no.
Santa?
Big salmon. Big salmon.
Big salmon, real
big salmon.
Nice. Okay. All right. All
he's
right,
calling
well,
you a bitch.
I know what he's doing.
But
given the rules of the show, for next episode only, I will be Big Salmon. Thank you for reminding me, Dr. Boat. Clancy, obviously you love the sea. Obviously you love red skies at night. Anything else you like to do at night? Or anything else that you love?
Yeah, I'll tell you what I like to do at night if you've got the time.
Yeah, that's what this time of the show's for.
You know, what we all do at night. Don't worry about it.
Sail.
Yeah, we sail.
You just like to promote sailing? Is there anything, you watch any streams?
Oh, yeah. You know what? You know what you should all do? You should go to twitch.tv/oneofthefastestmenonearth. If you love hot guys and geography, that would be my recommendation.
Nice. I know that man. He plays a game called GeoGuessr, but he's also a very funny comedian, so he's very watchable. Aye!
Yeah. Yeah. Critics have been calling it watchable.
He's watchable. Well, to all of our listeners of the land or sea, keep your stick on the ice.
Killed to Death is produced and recorded by Steve Cook and Griffin Toplitsky and is a proud part of the Sonar Network. Music by Zach Aaron. Art by Brady Schumer. Special thanks to Mike Mangiardi, Katie Lure, and Tom Shank. Please follow and like Killed to Death wherever you can so the boys know how to value their worth as human beings.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.